This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. Sheikh got some car issues, so he'll be a little bit late. Jazakumullah khair.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله أحمده واستعينه واستغفره واستهديه وأعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله وصفيه من بين خلقه وخليله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح لهذه الأمة صلوات الله وسلامه عليه يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters, I was looking forward to this particular khutbah as it is the last khutbah of the year 1445 of the Hijrah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So the year is coming to an end. And a new year is about to begin, and it's time for us to really reflect. But in the very, within the last 10 minutes of my preparation and on my way here, I had car issues, as was announced. And the one thing that was on my mind the whole time, as I was very eager to be here on time, and I said, what's going to happen to us? وَالْعَيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ Because this life is a journey. What's going to happen to us on the Day of Judgment if the vehicles that we're counting on to deliver us to our destination and get us to pass صِرَاط into Jannah don't function or don't work or if they fail us? What is our backup plan? I have to ask yourself, what's your backup plan? Because if you're only counting on one thing, but that thing doesn't work, or is not accepted, or it's not approved, one of the most terrifying ahadith to me is the hadith that used to terrify some of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of the three individuals with whom Allah azza wa jalla is going to start the hellfire. Each one of them had counted on a particular deed that they have done, thinking that that deed is going to get them to Jannah, but they were not sincere. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exposes them on the Day of Judgment. أَوَّلُ مَنْ تُسَعَرُ بِهِمُ النَّارُ The hadith says, the first three people with whom the hellfire is going to get started. And they're mentioned as a person who gave up his life and earned the title shaheed, martyr, and a person who was known as either Qari or Alim. He had the knowledge of the Quran or he had the knowledge of the Deen. And it was someone that was praised and given this very lofty and very honorable title. And then another person, the third category, is an individual who was known as the most generous of people, who gave a lot of donations and wealth, and claimed to be for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So on the Day of Judgment, when Allah azza wa jalla asks these individuals to present or to make a case for themselves, each one of them will say, well, I did this for your sake. I was killed for your sake. I sought knowledge for your sake. And I gave my wealth for your sake. And Allah azza wa jalla will say to each one of them, kadhabt, you lied. Whatever you're counting on is not going to count today. Because the only reason, the sole reason you did whatever you did for is to earn that title. To be called generous, to be called brave, to be called alim, scholar. And you earned that praise. You were praised and celebrated. So you got what you did it for. So therefore you have nothing with me today. And this is exactly why we really have to, at the end of the year, we have to take inventory of ourselves and our deeds and our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And ask yourself, and this is really what I wanted to discuss or remind myself and my dear beloved community members with, as this year comes to an end, as it comes to a close, we have to ask ourselves, what have we done? What have we done for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What are the deeds, the one or two or a few deeds that we can count on or hope to be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How much of this past year, how much of it was dedicated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How much of it was it about Allah azza wa jal subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah azza wa jal reminds us of the value of time. وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. He tells us that mankind is in this perpetual state of loss. We didn't gain a year, we lost a year. You don't gain a week, you lose a week. You're not older. You're not bigger. You're not closer, unless you're earning something. You're actually just getting closer and closer to the end. So we have to ask ourselves, have we grown in our faith, iman, over the past year? Are you at a better place today than you were a year ago? Have we increased our good deeds? Al-a'mal as-salihah. Because Allah Azza wa Jalla says, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Mankind is in this perpetual state of loss. We're losing against time. We're losing. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Except those who believe. So we have to ask ourselves, have we grown in our faith? Is my faith today stronger than it was a year ago? وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Have I done enough good deeds? Have I done as much as I could have done? Have I done everything within my capacity? Have I excelled? Have I diversified enough? Did I do everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked me to do? وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Have we been truthful and patient? Because Allah azza wa jalla says, وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. They enjoin what is true, the haqq, the truth, and they stand up for it. They have something that they stand up for, something that they live for. They have what we call mabda, a principle. They have something that they're living for and living upon. And by the way, speaking of mabda, you will be everyone's friend. You will be loved by everyone. You will be accepted by everyone if that's what you're looking for. If we're looking for friendship, if we're looking for acceptance, if we're looking for to be accommodated and to be welcomed and to be celebrated and to be accepted by everyone around us, I'll tell you, one of the best ways to do it is have no mabda, have no principle, have nothing to live for. Just adjust to everyone else's whims and desires. And it will work. It will work for some time. By the way, eventually it won't. At the end, no one is going to have any respect for you. If all we want, whether it's as individuals or as a community, if all we want is to be accepted by others, This is recipe for suffering on the long run. But you will be accepted by everyone. But the minute you declare that you are about certain principles and values and you live for them, you live upon them, some people will respect you, some people will love you, some people will follow you and will be impressed by you and inspired by you, and then others will take you as an enemy. And you should be fine with that. And that is why, وَتَوَاصَوْ بِالْحَقِّ, if you're upon the truth, وَتَوَاصَوْ بِالصَّبْرِ, you have to remember patience because you have to be steadfast, you have to persevere, you have to stand up, you have to stand your ground because you're going to face lashback, you're going to be fought, you're going to be mocked, you're going to be plotted against, you're going to be called every name in the book. You see, Musa alayhi salam, Allah Azza wa Jal tells Musa later when he became an adult, وَأَلْقَيْتُ عَلَيْكَ مَحَبَّةً مِنِّي, that I have, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala endowed Musa with being loved. Musa used to be loved. It's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even Pharaoh loved Musa. The wife of Fir'aun, the household of Fir'aun embraced Musa when he was a baby. Everybody loved him. As a young man, everybody, very charismatic, good-looking, strong personality, amazing individual. Everyone loved him. They were fine with him. He was like a prince up until he declared what he stood for. Up until he made it very clear to them that he stands up for certain principles. He stands up for the haqq. And that started early on with him. Even before he became a prophet, when he saw some injustice being inflicted upon someone and he stood up to defend the weak and the oppressed and the exploited and stood up for that man. And in the process, he ended up injuring someone severely that person perished and died. Musa alayhi salam, when he stood up for justice against the status quo, against those who were in charge, against the elites, now he became an enemy. Not everyone now is liking him. And when he continued upon that path, he became their enemy number one. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was with him. And for more of the story of Musa and all the great lessons that we can learn from that, please join us tomorrow. If you haven't signed up for the program, we have Mufti Hussein Kamani coming inshallah ta'ala tomorrow from 6 o'clock inshallah azza wa jalla until Isha. Amazing program that you should be there for inshallah ta'ala, and bring your family members and join us here at MIC. But that's just a reminder. It's a little lesson. So therefore, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَتَوَاصَوْ بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. You have to be reminded. You have to remind yourself. You have to remind others. You have to remind your community members. You have to remind the members of your household. You have to remind everyone that this path of ours is not going to be easy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not say it's easy. It's not convenient. To be a believer, to be a strong believer and do righteous deeds is not going to always be convenient. It's not going to be always comfortable. It's not going to be always politically correct. But then what are you going to do? Are you going to hold on to the truth? وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ. And are you going to hold on to your faith and be patient and persevere no matter what happens to you or not? That is why we have to ask ourselves, have I been strong enough upon the truth? Have I been patient enough? And if that wasn't the case, then what can I do, inshallah ta'ala, to pass this test of time? وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. أَقُولُ هَذَا الَّذِي سَمِعْتُمْ وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى وبعد. Just side note before I go quickly over four points that we need to pay attention to. If you're fulfilling your rights and your obligations towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability, make sure that that you at the same time make sure that you fulfill your obligations towards your family members and your relatives and your neighbors and everyone else. Because these are the deeds that you can count on just in case there is some deficiency, there is something that is missing between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that will compensate for it. Let that be your backup vehicle. Just in case whatever you're counting on fails, you have something else to ride, inshallah ta'ala, to your destination. So how can we increase in all of these four areas? Iman, إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات, and doing righteous deeds, وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. Needless to say that the most effective and the most essential and the most important element is our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If your relationship with everyone else, if you are in good terms with everyone else, but your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is broken or damaged, you won't make it. You won't make it. So it is very important. And I know that whenever we talk about this aspect, some of us feel guilty. We may not feel very comfortable. It's because we're going to feel, yeah, of course, there is no way I can always, for sure be confident enough that what I'm doing for Allah or my relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is where it needs to be. But this is a conversation that you have to have with yourself and we have to have with each other. And at the end of the day, كَفَى بِنَفْسِكَ الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكَ حَسِيبًا. You're your own judge. You really have to hold yourself accountable. It's an uncomfortable state to be in, but it's a good discomfort. You really have to ask yourself, is your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala where it needs to be? Starting with salawat. Are your prayers? As-salat as-salah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, before he departed. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he saw his community members filling the masjid and praying and maintaining their rows properly, maintaining the form of salah as well as the spirit of salah, that's when he was finally pleased. And he looked at them and he made dua for them. Oh Allah, preserve them. Oh Allah, bless them. Oh Allah, protect them. Oh Allah, provide them with shelter. دَعَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمَ لِأَصْحَابِهِ آوَاكُمُ اللَّهُ أَيَّدَكُمُ اللَّهُ حَفِظَكُمُ اللَّهُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمَ عِنْدَمَا رَآهُمْ مُصَّفِّينَ لِلصَّلَاةِ. When even the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم's sickness and health did not distract them from their salah, from their relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم knew that his community was in a good place. And he was comfortable, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, departing. And that was the last time they saw him. The last look that they had was the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam staring at them and blessing them with his smile as they stood and lined up for salah. And the question we have to ask ourselves as individuals or as a community, if the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was to come and take a look at us in Salat al-Fajr, Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, or at least the ones that we can congregate in, would he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, be pleased? Would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased? It's the first thing that Allah azza wa jalla will ask you. If your salah, which is your connection with Allah azza wa jalla, is intact, if it's in good state, then everything else will work out. فَالصَّلَاةَ الصَّلَاةَ. We're not going to even talk about other things when it comes to your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الصَّلَاةَ الصَّلَاةَ. If we're not honest in our salah with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, young, old, male, females, we're not going to get anywhere. Number two, we really have to ask ourselves, how can we improve in all four areas? Iman, amal salih, sabr, and haqq. There is nothing that is more effective than seeking knowledge and the understanding of the deen. So if there wasn't anything that you were part of that helped you gain more knowledge and be at a better place today than you were a year ago, now is the time to do that. And I urge you, sign up. Do not. say that you, well, I don't know what to do. There are a lot of opportunities out there. We have a lot of programs. There are a lot of things online, many resources. This particular program that is coming, this is Majlis al-Ilm. Unless you have something more important, and unless you have something that is, you know, better, this is a place where you need to be. One of the gardens of Jannah. So come and join and learn and grow. Number three, another area where we can improve, inshallah ta'ala, our interpersonal relations and community engagement. We know that we are part of this big, beautiful, amazing body called the Muslim Ummah. And some of us have a good attachment to the Ummah, to the concept of Ummah, the global Ummah. And whenever something happens to any part of this Ummah, we get hurt, genuinely. And that is a good sign. That's a sign of Iman, that you belong to this body. Allah Azza wa Jal says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً. And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that we're like one body. So the fact that you ache, that you hurt for the rest of the Ummah, that's a good sign. But my dear brothers and sisters, if you cannot function within or relate to your immediate community or within your family, then we've got a problem here. If you're only able to relate to the concept of Ummah, And this ideal that you have in your mind, however, when it comes to dealing with the actual representation at a micro level, because we're just a reflection of the big ummah, then we've got a problem. Those of us who went to Hajj and were not able to stand being around Muslims because we just couldn't relate to them, we couldn't tolerate them, we didn't like anything about them, we've got a problem here. Because whatever you're in love with, or whatever you're attached to, or whatever you're committed to, is just something conceptual that has no... If you can't do that, and dealing with family members and community members is a great place where you can actually practice amal al-salih, obviously, in Iman, because it's founded upon Iman. But watawasaw bilhaq, watawasaw bilsabr. Where are you going to practice that? And this is precisely why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, الَّذِي يُخَالِطُ النَّاسِ وَيَصْبِرُ عَلَىٰ أَذَاهُمْ خَيْرٌ مِنَ الَّذِي لَا يُخَالِطُ النَّاسِ وَلَا يَصْبِرُ عَلَىٰ أَذَاهُمْ. A person who interacts with his community members, with the Muslims, and is patient with them, kind towards them, even when they don't respond properly, khayr is better than one who doesn't do that. One of the greatest places to grow is that interpersonal relationship that we have. Because, by the way, it's very easy to isolate yourself. And again, it may work for some individuals. Some individuals may have very hard time relating to other people. Khair. If that's the only way that you just pull away and you go and get a farm somewhere in a remote area and worship Allah Azza wa Jal until death comes upon you, if that's what you want, that's fine. If that's what works for you, that's fine. But that's not the ideal. The ideal is that model of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and those who were around him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised them as being ruhama baynahum, compassionate towards one another, tolerant of each other, accommodating for one another. And this is where it starts. Make this upcoming year a better year in terms of your community relations. And take the initiative and do not wait until someone is begging you or dragging you, or you take the initiative and say, what can I do for my community? What can I do for my center? Last but not least, acts of charity, my dear brothers and sisters, subhanAllah. I'll just say this. There's a lot that can be said about this. Generous people are not the ones that when someone approaches them and says, give, they give. Because once someone approaches you, you're going to give and you may be reluctant. Generous people are those people who are looking for opportunities to give. They treat every invitation as an opportunity for them to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the greatest examples amongst the Sahaba of generosity was Uthman radiallahu anhu, who never complained. Every time there was an opportunity for him to earn Jannah, man kada wa kada wa lahul Jannah, who would do such and such, and I guarantee him Jannah, Uthman would raise his hand. Who is going to purchase this piece of land to the left where the Prophet ﷺ was facing the companions? To the left there was a piece of property. And the Prophet ﷺ wanted someone to pay for it so that they can expand the masjid of the Prophet ﷺ. When you go to Medina and you enter from Bab al-Salam and you're heading towards the blessed grave of the Prophet ﷺ, that first section that you see from the moment you take about maybe 20, you walk 20 feet. That whole section was a piece of property that Uthman radiallahu anhu purchased and gave to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the community to expand the masjid. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam promised him Jannah for that. Muslims, as their population grew, they needed more water. They needed sources for them to have water. And there was a well known as Rumah. And the Prophet ﷺ said, "Man yashtari Rumah, whoever purchases Rumah, walahu al-jannah," he promised him Jannah. Uthman radiallahu anhu said, "Ana ya Rasulullah, I will do it." Not that he didn't earn Jannah the first time, he did. But because every time there was an opportunity for him to go to Jannah, that's what generous people do. They look for opportunities, and whenever they're presented or they're invited to do something, they do that. My dear brothers and sisters, Allah Azza wa Jalla tells us that when an individual's time expires, when it's all over, that person will say, "Oh Allah, give me an extension." لعلي أعمل صالحا فيما تركت. In another place in Surah Al-Munafiqun, the person will say, "Oh Allah, give me some time so that I can فَأَصَّدَّقَ, so that I can give صدقة." Because they're going to realize the true value of wealth is not the number that you have in your bank account. It's not the balance that you have. It's not your net worth. Your true net worth is whatever you present to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ, and I will be amongst the righteous. So there isn't, one of the greatest acts of righteousness is sadaqah. Look for opportunities to do that. Today, I invite you to, inshallah ta'ala, end this year with a considerable, generous donation and sadaqah for your center. You know, summertime comes with added expenses, especially when it comes to utilities. And just because we're not, MIC is not appealing to you or we're not asking you, that doesn't mean that we have surplus. No. We're actually running deficit, I was told. So please, without me coming after the salah and saying anything, let us all, inshallah, end this year with a generous donation for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And know that whenever you give to your center, you're actually giving to so many causes. So make it general with the intention that this goes to the most needed areas. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you for that. And may Allah azza wa jal bless you. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ اللهم إنا نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والسلامة من كل إثم والغنيمة من كل بر والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار. اللهم عجل بالفرج لإخواننا في غزة, اللهم عجل لهم بالفرج والنصر يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر من نصرهم واخذل من خذلهم. اللهم عليك بمن بغى عليهم من الصهاينة المعتدين, اللهم عليك بهم فإنهم لا يعجزونك. اللهم منزل الكتاب مجري السحاب هازم الأحزاب, اهزمهم وزلزلهم, اللهم اهزمهم وزلزلهم, اللهم أبطل كيدهم واجعل تدبيرهم تدميرهم بعزتك يا عزيز يا جبار. عباد الله, إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروا على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله, أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين, الرحمن الرحيم, مالك يوم الدين, إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
آمين.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله ومن يفعل ذلك فأولئك هم الخاسرون وأنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي أحدكم الموت فيقول رب لولا أخرتني إلى أجل قريب فأصدق وأكن من الصالحين ولن يؤخر الله نفسا إذا جاء أجلها والله خبير بما تعملون.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
آمين.
والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All the young folks, if you can stay quiet for like 2 minutes, I'll be very brief. Starting with tonight, okay? So tonight, the fun stuff. Starting with the basketball courts will be open tonight. So come in, inshallah, enjoy in the light and the dark. You can play basketball. Secondly, we have a new water fountain. I announced it a couple of weeks ago, but if you haven't seen it yet, you can bring your children and enjoy the water fountain splash pad. Alhamdulillah, we were able to open that up this summer. Enjoy, but please don't bring in the wet shoes inside. Bring your towels. Thirdly, badminton will continue tonight, 8:30 after Maghrib. Maghrib to Isha, badminton in the back. Tomorrow, as the Sheikh has already announced, brothers and sisters, 30 days of your vacation with the children that are out of school is over. Only 30 days remain for their vacation in the summertime. What have we done with our children when it comes to knowledge and ilm and gaining information and knowledge with our children? If you haven't done something like this, it's a unique opportunity to bring your children. You come, bring your children, 6 to 10 p.m., the study of Musa alayhi salam. If we know what's going on in the rest of the world, do we think that this is the relevant topic? Absolutely. When you sit with two muftis that are giving fatwas and so on, you learn a lot from this topic and other topics. Many things happen when you get together, sit down for knowledge. This will happen right behind you in this hall, 6 to 10 p.m. tomorrow. Monday to next end of the month, Sheikh Faqih and Sheikh Saif will be doing a Quran memorization and Quran reading and intensive studies with young folks. Rest of the month, you can register for that program. Lastly, the Thrive program will continue for another 2 weeks. I'm pretty sure if your child isn't already on there, your son or daughter, they can join another 2 weeks. Inshallah ta'ala, we'll see you all this weekend. Inshallah ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.